Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Knockout Radio. It's Wednesday.
Here in studio.
In studio. I like the studio.
I know you do.
It's like, it seems more professional when I'm not laying on my couch talking to you.
Well, first of all, there's nothing you can add to this show that will make you more professional.
It's not true.
We already know that. I do want to let people know why they should continue to listen to the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Why is that?
This is, as you know, the longest running sports show in Tampa Bay.
Correct.
I had no clue today was opening day.
Baseball?
I didn't know.
Because it's not here. It's over in Korea.
In Korea. Well, it's still open. You know, and because of the last couple weeks, we've got caught in traffic from Phillies Complex, or whatever it's called this week. Spectrum Field, Time Warner Field, Randy's Field, whatever. So we've gotten caught in it the last couple weeks. So I Googled while I was driving here and at least found out the Phillies are playing at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I don't think it's here either, but I had no clue. I can't tell you the last time. Well, I can tell you. Steve and I and Eric went to a baseball game in Denver.
Right.
That's the last game I went to last year.
Yeah, but isn't it like Vegas, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? You know, over, if the baseball game happened in Korea, does it count? Is it talked about?
Does it count in the standings?
I mean, should it?
All right, so
played on U.S. soil if it's a North American league?
No, it still counts.
It's not the World Series.
Yes, it is.
It's just a North American league.
Well, no, now it is the World Series because the game was played in Korea.
They didn't play against a Korean team, did they? No, it was the Dodgers versus...
The Padres.
Padres. Those are two U.S. teams. They just played on different soil.
Yeah.
It's like you claiming to be from Philly. Just because you were hatched there, it doesn't mean you were from there.
How doesn't it?
Because it's where the game is played. It should be here.
Right. It's where I was born.
Well, but for the game to count.
I know, but you brought up the Philadelphia thing again. So I do have something to get off my chest.
Oh,
I am so
nice.
Conflicted.
Yes.
Well, we're going to hold off. Steve's setting everything up because he thinks that this is going to go global.
Really?
He also thinks this could be my last radio show.
Really?
Depends on how it comes out.
Really?
This could come out really wrong and really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is cool.
But, and my disclaimer, you know, our good friend Pat McAfee's show just kicked off and he has the disclaimer.
You need a disclaimer in everything you do.
Well, here's the only disclaimer that I'm going to say. I believe everything I'm about to say.
Okay.
And we're going to do it after the first segment. I'm not doing it for shock value.
Okay.
You know, I'm not making any of this up.
Okay.
I believe everything I'm about to say.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And like I've always told people, I'm not even saying it's right, but I believe it. So I'm saying I'm not making this up.
Okay.
I'm not playing a game. I'm not being like you, a tool bag, or, you know, what are they called, intern?
Well, listen, but a tool bag, a tool used right, is very valuable to any profession.
Oh, Steve's teaching me that.
To any profession, right? But a tool that's not taken care of and neglected or rusted, it eventually becomes trash, right? So depending on how you treat the tool, man, it could add value to you and your life.
As well as, there's more than just tools if it's used properly.
How's that?
Well, I just had the opportunity to work with APD Foundation Repair.
Okay.
You know, sinkholes, cracks in your... They came out and they guaranteed me some things.
Okay.
And just like I told you off the air, I've been trying to have somebody come out and, you know, hire a company to do windows and do this and do that. It has been a nightmare, okay, of just getting quotes.
Right.
You know, I had a guy come out last week. Oh, you'll have your quote by Saturday. Today's Wednesday. Maybe he meant Saturday in 2 weeks. So APD Foundation Repair promised me all these things. And they did what I tell people I do. They under-promised and over-delivered.
Oh, that's great.
They left my house in better shape than when they got there.
Man, that's rare to find today.
Cleaned up. Like they dug out, so they lifted the house. You know, it was like a quarter of an inch, but a house is, you know, dipped. You know, they took plants out, they put them back. So yeah, you're right. If the tool is used properly,
yeah, it's all in the hands of the person wielding the tool.
If the delivery of the next segment is done properly, this could go very well. And if it's not delivered properly, I could get fired.
Wow.
From my own show.
Wow. This is big. I'm excited, but I'm nervous for you. But I love it.
I think the FCC is standing by.
Really?
I mean, no cuss words or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a professional.
Okay.
Not like other people who have dropped certain words. Lola's standing by, even though she knows nothing about it. You know, her phone is going to light up. I guarantee you.
Wow.
I guarantee you. And it involves the world that we live in today. The insanity of the world. So, but that's the next segment.
All right.
All right. Coming up on today's show, when we head out to Las Vegas, as we do each and every Wednesday of Fight Week, Yousef Zalal will be on. He's fighting our local guy, Billy Quarantillo. And then Carl Williams. And what an interesting story this is. And since I know you didn't do any research, mainly because you had no clue who was even on.
Right. I never do.
I posted it. I posted the photos.
Are we friends?
I hope not.
I don't know if I follow you or not.
That's perfect.
I'll look for you. What was
That's
your name
perfect.
Again?
That's perfect.
How do I look it up? Is it H silent?
It's Gehring. Look it up under Gehring. So we're going to talk to Yousef. We're going to talk to Carl the Truth Williams. And no, not the Tampa Bay Buccaneer punt returner. And I'm going to even use that. You know, I'm going to even mention that to him because I used to host Carl's radio show, our weekly show. So he returns today.
Nice.
So I'm very excited.
And he's of a Moroccan background.
Yes.
So you don't think of Morocco as a place that would breed, you know, combat sports. You don't really see, but we saw Tapoye put Spain on the map, and look what it's going to do to revolutionize.
Did it really put it on the map?
For Spanish fighters?
Yeah.
When he brings it to the stadium, which football is sacred.
Where soccer's
football.
Soccer.
Football is
yeah,
sacred.
But it's like what you just said about America and the world. We don't call soccer football. So if you're saying football in this country, they're thinking, oh, the Bucks are playing the Rams over in Spain. So, you know, soccer.
We got a producer. It's from the construction zone.
Where's your staff sewn yellow hat?
Yeah, where's your OSHA certified boots?
So, I think Tapoye is got it started, but is it on the map yet?
Well, I think when they have the event there in a legendary stadium, it will create a culture for the future that Spain will be a dominant force in combat sport.
So Israel, the style bender, was supposed to bring it to Africa. An event hasn't been in Africa yet.
It's true.
So I'm just saying, just, you know, here he's won right away, and I predicted Tapoye would win. I'm happy for him. Super nice guy. I like him a lot. But I think he's got to do more. He is the champ, not like your stupidity where he's not the champ because he hasn't defended and blah, 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 blah.
but look where the PI Institute is built, China and in Mexico and behind you. But those places that
Do you know why it's a construction zone? I'll tell you why. Because he knows what I'm about to talk about.
Right, and it's big.
And he thinks it's pretty, yeah.
But look, where the UFC invests in facilities, you cultivate a different culture. And I think when they invest the money in Africa and the PI there, and if they do it in Spain, I think you will see a bigger influx of champions from that region. Because look, we had three Mexican champions last year.
No, I agree with you. But I think it's going to take more than just Tapoye, you know, winning the title. I think it's going to take more for him to defend it, whether his first defense is in Spain or not. I just think it's going to take some time.
Could you imagine how epic it would be if he wore the belt in the running of the bulls and was just running down the street with a bunch of bulls chasing him?
Yeah, it'd be better if he rode the bull while they're running down as he's like using his belt as a lasso.
Bro, you know how epic that would be? Like if he's running and he just jumps on top of a bull and rides it down the... I mean... But that's the kind of his thing he's going to do. That's symbolism of the impact that he's going to have in young culture of what's possible. And people from that part of the world are, you know, when you're born in Brazil, you play soccer, right? Football. It's just a street thing and everybody plays. It's just a community thing. So when you start to see that you can be a champion in combat sports, that another Spaniard is a champion of combat sport, it's going to just feed the culture even more.
No, again, I agree with you. And I think some eyes will be open, but I don't necessarily think a lot. I mean, there's going to be some, don't get me wrong. Just because he won the title, not instantly is it now an MMA country. It could become that.
Right.
You know, some of his people, as we like to say in the hood, some of his people may say, hey, if he can do it, I can do it. But it's still going to take some time. And really, that's all I'm saying.
I agree. But with that being said, there's certain cultures that don't train for martial arts, right? It's not in the, like, Russians, the children, they're raised in martial arts. Brazil, they're raised with jiu-jitsu and judo. The Asian cultures, and even here in America with karate and other disciplines. But a lot of cultures don't train for that.
Right.
So they're not even exposed to it, that could even become a career. But if you're Brazilian, there's an expectation that you know how to defend yourself or become a champion.
How do you know what country doesn't train for it?
Well, I mean, there's a lot.
What? Name one.
Rough country.
Rough country.
and other countries.
All right. So I think Steve's set. So let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. When we come back, I'm going to talk about, I am conflicted.
Should you do the McAtee? The McAfee? Should you stand up when you talk?
Yeah, McAtee.
When you deliver
no.
it?
He's not even wearing the black tee today either. All right, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Talking sports with Randy Harris.
What do you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A+ Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,
If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Johnson, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back, coming to you live as we have been the last couple weeks from the Tan Talk Radio Network studios, as we're waiting for the engineers to fix the boards that we blew up.
Oh, yeah, you're good at blowing those things up.
Just like I'm about to blow up my career.
Yeah? The career's in jeopardy?
Well, I think if I say it the wrong way, yeah, possibly.
You've spent a long time protecting your reputation, like defending it, working hard, being a professional, taking the high road, the integrity, all that. Like, you didn't sell out like a lot of the people do.
Well, I'm still not selling out. I'm not selling out. I'm going to tell you what I witnessed Saturday night, what I judged Saturday night, and how conflicted I am about this fight.
Okay.
So Saturday night, I sat back in the judging seat for World Class Flight League.
Okay.
Had an event in Largo. Great night. Great night of fights. They had some kids action, some MMA, some kickboxing. It was an array of activity.
Yep.
So it was brought to my attention one fight before. You know, I'm going to make up a number. I don't remember. So around the eighth fight, somebody mentions to me, be prepared for what's about to come up.
Okay.
A transgender fought. Okay?
Okay.
I've been very outspoken. Okay?
All right.
That I believe, and I'm conflicted now. I'm going to, again, my mind was blown Saturday night.
Okay.
So, transgender athlete, a female, former male, female, transgender, gets into the cage wearing the, I wouldn't even call it a woman's sports bra. It was like a full shirt.
Like a rash guard?
Like a rash guard.
Okay.
I don't know any other way than to say it this way. Big chest, big breasts, and we're about ready to have a female fight. Okay?
Okay.
I see athlete number one get in.
Wait. So what is athlete, the transgender, does it look female? Has there been hormonal replacement? Has there been surgery and alterations? Or, I mean, visually, I don't know what it looks like. So describe that.
Well, it was a very big, structured female. Okay?
Okay.
Like I said, large breasts, sort of rash guardish.
Natural kind of breasts? Or
I don't know. I didn't touch them.
I know that, but like, do they look like they were enhanced, or were they surgically done, or is it natural?
Well, it couldn't be natural because it's a former guy.
Well, but if you do enough estrogen, they'll turn into.
Okay, so I don't know. I didn't go up and ask medical advice.
Okay.
I did want to speak to both fighters, but because I'm judging amateur fights, I don't talk to amateur fighters.
Okay.
I don't think that that's it would put off a bad perspective. And I believe, and I've always said this, that I could judge my mom fight my wife. You know, I could watch, you know, you fight, or judge you fight Steve. Steve wins 30-27. We already know that. So, transgender athlete, male, now a female, gets in the cage. I was told, and I don't know if this is true, but the last time this athlete fought, they had to go back in the locker room and put on certain protective items.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, so now the female, former male, now a female athlete is in the cage. I'm waiting for the opponent. She comes out with no shirt on.
What?
No shirt.
The true female, the actual female.
And then I look.
So wait.
Hold on. No breasts. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever. What is going on? As it turns out, and this is where I'm conflicted, okay? I've always said that you should fight in what you were born in.
Okay.
You know, we've talked about if a male becomes a female, transitions, and I don't know how far transitioned, you know, this person was, that it's unfair to have that athlete fight a female because it's not a female, even though it's become a female.
Right.
So I look over, I'm thinking all along I thought it was a female fight. It wasn't. So transgender athlete, male to female, fought a male.
Okay.
which I didn't expect.
It's a little bit more fair. I mean, same weight class, I assume.
Well, yeah.
It's, so the weight right. equal. So it's two. It's two men fighting.
Well, but it's not. See, and again, I'm trying to be as politically.
But genetically, they're genetically more male. But if they've right. done the hormonal replacements and they've changed the DNA internally and their hormones internally, and there's more estrogen than testosterone, then they would be more. It would be a more of an advantage for the true male.
Oh, well, no, of course. Yeah, no, I get that. But I've been very vocal on the transgender athlete should fight in what they were born in. Now, as I'm watching this fight and judging it as honestly and fair, and it wasn't a close fight, so we didn't have to worry about any of that stuff, which would have never come up anyway.
Who won the fight?
The male. The athlete who didn't wear a shirt.
Okay.
But here's where I'm conflicted, and I'm being 1,000% honest. Okay. So I've said all along that if a male transitions to a female, that athlete should fight against the male, should run track against the male, on and on and on and on and on. Okay. And it doesn't matter what I believe, but what is being told to us in the world is that athlete is now a female. Okay?
Okay.
Well, I'm dead against a male punching a female. That's where I'm conflicted. So I don't know what I'm thinking right now. And I didn't know. And again, I can judge and not think. I can think and judge. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it doesn't matter to me. My job was to judge that fight fairly.
Sure.
No matter what. But I was so conflicted from at first, I thought it was a female fighting a transgender female. Then when I saw that it's a transgender fighting a male, I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is, you know. And then you, as you're looking at the structure of this athlete with breasts and, you know, the female appearance and whatever, it's a male punching a female. And it's kind of like I've said to you, I'm against male wrestlers competing against female wrestlers. Even though it's scripted and it's all set and all that, it's still a bad look. You know, some 6-year-old, some 10-year-old sees, you know, whoever athlete, I won't say names just because my attorneys are standing by too, right. just so you know. You know, said male wrestler, you know, throws that make-believe punch and connects to China. And I said this in the post office. Let's be honest. China could kick all three of our asses. You know, and she's dead. And she could still kick our asses.
So I guess my question is, I mean, Sean Strickland has been vocal about this. There's two genders, male, female.
Right.
And he talks about how the world is the way it is now because of this acceptance of something. Where years ago, if you were transgender, you had mental illness. You were treated for being something that's right. wrong with you.
Right.
But now, with acceptance and just the world we live in.
Well, and a lot of people still think that way.
Should they
like Sean Strickland.
Correct. Of course. I mean, but should there be a transgender division
I think
in
so, yes.
combat sport?
Well, I think after watching that fight Saturday and being conflicted, you know, by the whole thing, the problem with that is you don't have enough athletes to do that.
Now. Maybe they're not okay with coming out yet, but they're there. There's people, there's communities that we don't have any access to or don't know anything about, don't have communication to. But would you do male to female division and then do female to male division?
Well, yeah, you would have to.
Because you wouldn't want to start like female transition to male and then male, because there's still an advantage on one side. So you would have to divide it even further.
Of course.
But are you okay with the acceptance? Like anyone can compete and no matter what their preferences are?
The problem with this world that we live in is people don't think that way. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. You know, what you do doesn't affect me. The problem with the world, and we've talked about it, and, you know, we've talked about, you know, I had a friend of mine, a media person in Vegas. You know, we were friendly. It's not like we were, you know, Steve and I, you know, good friends. We were cordial. Well, if you did this, unfriend me. I'm like, I'm not unfriending you. I'm not unfollowing you. But you're welcome to do that to me. I don't care. I think more people need to think that way. Just because you think it's wrong doesn't make it wrong. And just because you think it's right doesn't make it right. You know, if you're not breaking the law, I don't care what you do. So, yeah, that would be the fairest thing for all. But are there enough athletes on both sides to be able to do that? I guess I give Ralph Garcia, you know, a lot of kudos.
For sure.
You know?
It's innovative. It's forward. Level of acceptance, right? And so, yeah, kudos to Ralph.
And to be honest, kudos to both athletes.
Absolutely.
That took this fight. Kudos to the transgender athlete that fought in the male division, you know, because that's what I've thought all along. And like I said, it's just a strange pizza pie.
Well, I just think, speaking of pizza pie, the Pizza Expo going on in Las Vegas right now. Shout out to all my brothers out there competing.
Are they still your brothers when you're not in pizza?
I'm always in pizza.
You really?
My contribution to the industry
is over.
The pizza diet will be for generations. Like, to give people tools to improve their business, to inspire the people, that didn't stop when I stopped my restaurant.
My phone's blowing up, by the way.
I bet. But let me go back to the transgender thing for a second. So,
yeah.
All right, so I'm okay with it because it's equal weight classes. I mean, how many times have we talked about, okay, Amanda Nunes versus Henry Cejudo? Like, who are you taking?
Amanda Nunes.
Right. Right. Like, I mean, look, Holly Holm, like some of these most dominant MMA female fighters in the same weight class could take on the male champions of the world, right?
True, so, but I'm still against that.
Right. But when it comes to like the average world or just general pop, you know, my master, Fabio Navaez, always said, you never get to pick your size of your opponent in the real street, real world.
You're not allowed to use that word in this world.
What the?
Your sensei.
Oh, okay. Master?
Yeah, you can't use that.
What do you call him now?
I don't know.
Well, you have to be, it's a respect, it's an honor.
That word's off limits, isn't it?
You can't say master as a way of respect?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. There's no more master suite.
What?
Can't say that anymore. Yeah.
Well, how they're taking away. Like, what about the lock company? No more master locks?
I guess not. It's just Lock City.
No way. Will they change it?
I don't know.
I mean, they're changing NFL logos. They're changing culture. They're taking away, you know, correctness. Maybe they change the master lock.
All right. Back to whatever you were saying.
But I'm just saying, he told me all the time, he's like, look, he would always put me with these big, huge guys, and I would just get manhandled like a bear. And I would always be like, why don't you give me somebody in my own weight class? He goes, I am. And I was like, Fabio, I'm like 175 pounds. He's like, there's no way you weigh the same as me. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's what I weigh. So he was putting me with 250, 275, 300-pound monsters. But then he would always say, look, you don't get to pick the size of your opponent in the street.
True.
So you have to be prepared that you may have to fight the number one pound-for-pound athlete on the planet to survive or save your life or protect your family. So get over the weight class and just prepare for the real world. And so I think, you know, a level playing field where everybody has the same skill set, the advantage still goes to the born genetic male in all those situations, unfortunately.
No, I'm going to disagree. Because you just said Amanda Nunes, Holly Holm. You run across either one of those two. The main event Saturday. You know what the main event is, don't you?
Well, no.
It's Rose versus Hebus. Both of them would kick your ass and my ass and Steve's ass. So
wait, there's levels to that, though. I mean, like there's weight classes. There's levels to. I mean, I'm talking like equal across the board. You know, like weight 125, 125.
Yeah, but you said that you have to be prepared no matter who. You know.
True.
All right. Before let's don't get out of schedule.
Okay.
We'll continue talking this.
All right.
Let's hit the bottom of the hour break. Coming to you live from the studio. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator.
I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is celebrating its 45th anniversary, and you won't want to miss a moment. Experience the all-new Mermaid Cove, House of Dragons Pub, and enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting or tasty turkey legs. Now is the perfect time to get your discounted tickets. Visit select Circle K locations or find your magic today at BayAreaRenFest.com. Huzzah!
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out in studio next week. What, are you out of town?
I'm out of town on vacation.
So we're on vacation.
Why?
Because you're not here. That makes it vacation.
I get you.
It makes it.
I'm still blown off that last segment.
Like, well, we're going to continue still talking about it. But now you understand, I said how conflicted I was. Now, I didn't, as I judged it, if I remember, you know, it was a couple days ago, I wasn't conflicted. Things were not running through my mind like it is now and like it was after. You know, as I was judging two fighters. But as you think back at everything that happened, and you know, you even asked me, was it hard to watch? I don't remember because I was just watching to judge.
Oh, that's impressive. You can separate,
yeah,
like the mind to, we're only looking at the strikes and the scoring, not the person behind it.
Or I never thought, oh, he's beating her or he's beating him. You know, those things never came in.
We talk about favoritism in politics. I mean, like Max Griffin, a great friend of our show, accuses Sal D'Amato as being like playing favoritism. He never scores him winning fights. He was public about it after his last one.
But he was wrong on that comment. And I told Max that.
Really?
Because Sal told me that. Okay. I believe Sal said that he's judged four fights and it's 2-2. Oh, you know, okay. And really, A, it's so hard when you're judging professionally, you know, I don't like that guy. I'm going to, you know, and I know Sal pretty well.
But there's,
I know
there's Chris politics Lee and everything.
Of course there is. No,
I mean,
of course.
Arnold Schwarzenegger went on his run when, you know, there's a lot of politics.
For sure.
At the highest levels in competition sport.
Right. But Max did bring that up. He had an encounter with Sal.
But that's impressive. You can separate and just do the job, because I don't think a lot of people have that ability. I don't think a lot of judges have that ability. I think there's favoritism in a lot of that stuff, and so kudos to you for being a professional.
See, I'm naive. I don't think there is. Yeah. I'm naive, but I'm naive because all I know of for a fact is me.
Right.
And I know how I'm judging.
Well, the referee for the NBA, Donahue, was fixing games and rigging games, right, and for gambling. And
well, but he wasn't showing favoritism. He was trying to win bets.
Right. But
But I understand what you're saying.
But there's all, you know, people with the alternative motive behind their position or their job, you know, is exposed at times. And you're like, because you say, I'm naive, so I trust everybody does it the way I do it. But the world doesn't look like
you do. No, of course.
Like
you know, I would be naive to think it's not happening. Right, you know what I mean? I'm just saying I know that I'm not.
But the reason I asked you the question about was it hard to watch, the memory that I have is when Tamika Brents, who got her skull broken by a transgender MMA fighter, Fallon Fox. I remember that fight, and it was just so sad to watch. It was really hard to watch. So, but in this case, I think it's different, right? I mean, Tamika Brents, she was the actual female.
Right.
Fallon was a male converted to female. So it was two female fighting, where what you judged on Saturday was two males fighting originally. Correct?
Yeah.
So I think it makes it not as hard to watch when you consciously aware of that. But I don't think many people are consciously aware of stuff. I mean, people are just floating through life and just surviving and getting by. They're not stopping to like consciously think. So I think this conversation that we're having right now makes you stop. I just stopped dead in my tracks last segment. I was just like, wait a second.
Well, and I'm telling you, that's what I did. As soon as I left, like it really didn't hit me until I left.
Yeah.
Well, I think I mentioned to the ring announcer, who I've known for a while, after that fight. I said, I think I'm conflicted. But then I went right back into judge, and there was more fights. Then I really didn't think about it until I was driving home, and I've thought about it on and off since Saturday. I'm still conflicted. I don't know what's better, and I don't know what's better for each athlete. And I think, like I said, I would love, but I can't. I would love to talk to both those fighters.
Why can't you? We have a platform. They're fighters. Right? This is a combat show.
I understand that, but because I could possibly judge them again, I don't want to ever be in that.
What if we invite them both to come on the show together?
Again, I don't think you're
fascinated?
Well, no, I am fascinated, and it's again, I'm conflicted about that as well, because the next time both of those athletes fight, they won't be fighting each other. You know,
what's the point?
Well, because of people out there, eyes out there, you know.
Care about what people think?
Well, I don't, but I don't want to jeopardize Ralph. I don't want to jeopardize World Class Fight League. If you remember, there was a judge who followed Clay Guida on Facebook and then judged Clay Guida's fight. And everybody was up in arms and it was an uproar. And to the best of my knowledge, I have not interviewed an amateur fighter. Because I could possibly.
What if I did it? I mean, I'm not a professional.
I wouldn't want to be here. Yeah, you're definitely not a professional.
But I'm not. I don't have a conflict of interest.
No, you don't.
But I guess the main question is, are you Team Strickland? Are there two genders? Or are you Team, you know, politically correct, where you accept any gender modification? Because that's a big difference.
I think I've already answered that.
You're open to it.
It doesn't pertain to me. It doesn't change my life. It doesn't change. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
You know, I know I've told this story privately. I don't know if I've ever told it publicly. So one of my cousins, and he was always one of my favorite relatives, always cool, a little bit older than me. Every time we'd go to Philadelphia, you know, he had the motorcycle, he had the ponytail. Let's go on a ride, you know. I would say he's probably 6-7 years older than me. So I'm 11 and he's, you know. Him and my dad had a falling out towards the end of my dad's life, which affected my dad. And then when I spoke to him, and it's all about the world we live in and this side and that side, which I think there's three sides, the right, the left, and mine.
Or the truth.
No, I'm saying.
I mean, they say that in every argument, there's his side, her side, and the truth. But I think in every relationship.
So as the argument goes down and, you know, it involved Trump and Biden and all this stuff. So my cousin says, my wife is black and my sister is Muslim. And without batting an eye, I said, really? I thought your wife was Angie and your sister, my cousin, was Terry. I don't care. I don't care any about any of that. So what you do, I don't care. Right. And it doesn't even matter if I agree or disagree. I have a relative from my wife's side of the family that is a transgender. So I don't care. So I'm not Strickland. I'm not whatever. I just don't have a problem with Sean Strickland having an opinion. I don't have a problem with the other people that have an opinion. Why is Sean's opinion wrong? That's his opinion.
And that's a very traditional opinion of the world. Because like, the world, most of it grew up in a different era with different standards and different acceptabilities, things that were talked about or spoken on media and such. I remember living in Denver 20 years ago, and down in, I think it's Trinidad, Colorado, is the number one place where they would go to have the transgender surgeries. So, you know, living in the community and being so close to Trinidad, I believe it's Trinidad, Colorado.
I thought it was Trinidad and Tobago.
No, but it's Trinidad, Colorado. And so, you know, having that kind of underlying, like, people knew, but it wasn't promoted. It wasn't spoken about publicly or on mass media. So now it is. But that's always been there. I mean, and I think there's a lot more than you think there are when you talk about not having enough to compete or create an event where there's a special division. I think you're wrong. I think you will be shocked. If you put together a stadium and you brought all transgenders to it, you would be packed. I don't think you would have a seat.
I agree with you that there's probably more transgender people that we would never have an idea.
Of actual competition, right? Fighters.
Are there enough all over the country? And it's not even all over the country. Is there enough that you could have an event in Vegas? In Tampa, you know what I'm saying? So there's two here, there's five there, there's seven there.
Should we create a transgender competition event? Just we promote it. It's ours.
I will help you do that. I will be involved under one condition.
What's that?
You transgender.
No, I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah, but your family's not.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they want you out.
No, my kids love it. No, I'm not transgender. I don't want a transgender. But I might agree with you. But what if we put on the first ever transgender only competition sport? I just left Lights Out Boxing. They had it outdoors. Tim Cage had the cage in the parking lot. They did it behind the shopping center. Your boy Will Galston walked the belt out. It was amazing. So we could do an event here in Florida. It'd be the first one.
It would be the first one.
We would set
that we know of.
We
don't know.
Well, you don't
do any research. How could you think it's the first one?
Well, you can Google transgender fights. There's fights on different cards, but an actual event where it's only transgender. Right? I mean, if you go to a karate tournament, it's only karate. If you go to combat karate, it's only one style. If you go to grappling, it's just one discipline. This would be just one.
It's funny that you say that, because in the second hour, when we have both UFC fighters on, when we have the Moroccan devil on,
yeah,
Youssef Zalal, where do you hear what he just did? And I don't know how recently it was. You know, I tried to do 30 seconds. That's about all I do just to get this or that. Where do you find out a tournament that he was just in and just won? So we'll talk to him here in the second hour. Coming to you live from the studio, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and 8 Man Strong. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round. BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Joe Gervicious, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Is that 38 Special or is that Leonard Skinner? 38 Special? 38 Special is out of Busch Gardens.
Okay.
It may be Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner.
Might have to go out there.
So I'm not done with this transgender conversation.
Right, because I got a Little River Band question coming too. But
go ahead. But I just went to the bathroom on that short break. Thank God there's only one bathroom to choose. I mean, there's only one here in the studio. But as we expand, as acceptance and companies like Target are forward, when there's three bathrooms to choose from, and I'm going to say this because today on the news, a teacher was arrested in our county for taking AI images of the school yearbook and turning it into child pornography. He was arrested, and the news story came out. So, traditionalists, a man shouldn't be in a woman's restroom. Right now, there's two restrooms in public. What do you do when there's three choices at the front of Target, and you have men in transgender rooms or vice versa? You have small children, you have a granddaughter. What do you do? How do you navigate educating them about dangers, risk, and acceptance of three genders?
So what's the question?
Which bathroom are you going to choose? How do you do that? Because like I said, I just went to the bathroom. There's one bathroom, so it was easy to choose. If you only have one choice, you have one decision. But if there's three bathrooms and you identify as...
Honestly, I haven't seen that yet. What I have seen is the family bathroom.
Yeah, the family bathroom. Disney is big.
And I use that all the time.
But you don't have a family, unless you have your granddaughter.
Well, I have the granddaughter, okay. Or depending on how long the line is.
right. But those are things you have to think about as the world becomes more accepting and more open. You're going to have to accommodate.
It's crazy.
Wheelchairs, handicap didn't used to be a standard, and now you have to have handicap parking, you have to have handicap ramps, you have to have a wider door frame for handicap accessible bathrooms. Sure. So everything becomes acceptable.
Did you see the Madonna concert?
No.
Couldn't happen to a better person.
What happened?
So Madonna, and I think it was Kanye did this a couple of years ago, where he was screaming at somebody to stand up, that he's not going to continue performing. I think it was Kanye. Until everybody stood up. And this person didn't stand up. Oh. Madonna just recently started screaming at someone who was sitting. And she was pretty upset. Well, this person was in a wheelchair.
Oh, my. What?
Now, me being me, okay?
Okay.
I said I would love to go to a Madonna concert and sit during the concert. But there's only one problem. I'd have to be at a Madonna concert to do it.
You don't like Madonna?
I can't stand her.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stand her. I don't stand at concerts. If I want to stand at concerts, I'll stand at home. I'm not paying money. And that's why I always try to get like the first row of the 200 level.
Okay.
So that I don't have to stand.
Really?
Yeah, I hate standing.
Well, because standing creates energy. That's why the performers want it, because the tendency, if you're sitting, you're just receiving information. It's kind of like a lecture, like school-like.
No, you're receiving the concert.
But you're creating like the energy by standing up and like waving and dancing and interacting with the crowd. That creates energy.
For the
venue, for the entire spectacle, like the whole entertainment value.
I'm not paying money to come perform for Madonna. Or anybody else.
But you go to concerts for the feeling, because the music resonates with a feeling or a vibe.
I go to concerts to enjoy the concert. Me standing for 2 hours is not enjoyable.
Wow.
For anybody. You know, I went and saw Train in Tampa. I love Train. I didn't stand.
What about in church? Do you stand in church? Like if they do a prayer or, you know, they ask everyone to rise, do you stay seated?
Well, first, I don't go to church.
Okay. Why don't you go to church?
But I'm conflicted about the upcoming wedding. Now, I've been assured, because there's certain things I will not do. I will never do.
Well, what would you do?
I'll never kneel.
Really?
Never.
Why? Because of ego?
I don't
kneel. A power trip?
No, I don't kneel. What? No.
You're like praying to the Lord, like you're subservient, like you're, what? You're not acknowledging like a higher power.
Never.
Even if it's not God.
Never.
You're not going to like acknowledge a higher power.
No.
You're the king.
No, I'm not the king.
Then why would you kneel?
Because I don't kneel.
Is there anyone you would kneel for?
No.
No one.
No one.
No president, no.
Kneel?
Yeah.
No.
In front of Gandhi or, or go back in history.
No. Like, I'm not kneeling for anything, anyone, anybody, ever.
So in an MMA, you're getting choked out. You wouldn't take a knee?
That's different. You're such an idiot.
I'm just saying. What's the difference between taking a knee in the octagon and taking a knee at the pulpit?
Well, I guess if somebody,
altar, in your case, when the daughter gets married.
You know, well, somebody's going to take a knee there. He's not going to like it, but yeah, he's taking a knee.
Well, I mean,
am I throwing elbow?
Well, I mean, Nancy Kerrigan took a, Tanya Harding. Tanya Harding took a knee.
Yeah, she took one, all right. No, she definitely did.
But with that being said, what kind of wedding is your daughter's wedding? You're Jewish, right? He's Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they going to do it? Because that's something families have to do every day. Decide on which religion takes the front seat, the one, right? Like, which one's more traditional, which one's more...
I don't know if you necessarily have to which one takes the front seat. You know, I believe with my daughter's wedding, it's a 50-50.
Really?
You know, they both have their own beliefs and feelings and whatever, as do I. And it goes back to what we were talking about, the transgender. I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what my future son-in-law thinks, what his religion. That's him. It's not me.
Usually in marriage, one of them usually conforms at some point, right? One of them usually...
I don't see that.
Converts to a different religion?
I would be shocked if... No, they both have strong religious beliefs and opinions, and good for them.
Speaking of big religious beliefs, remember when Mike Tyson went and declared that he was Muslim and he converted, and he is now back in fight camp, getting ready to take on Jake Paul. He swears that he is going to retire Jake Paul. He didn't do it for the money. Doesn't need the money like a lot of athletes that spend all their money, or people who end up financially in trouble, they needed to fight again to get a paycheck.
Yeah, I think a lot of the guys that, you know, Ben Askren or Askew, you know, for those of
thanks,
us that were at that event, they're doing it for a lot of reasons. Competition, money, and why shouldn't they do it for the money? And who cares if Mike Tyson needs the money or not? He's going to make $20 million.
Do you think Tyson is doing it for the money, or do you think he's doing it for the pride of the sport of boxing? Because it needs to be saved. It's kind of a joke now, all these celebrity fights and influencers and YouTubers. You know, so everyone's a boxer now. Is he doing it for the purity of the sport and the history of the sport?
A little of both.
Yeah.
You know, I would say a little bit of all of it.
I saw the spark in his eye. I saw his video, his training video. Yeah, I watched it on the way in. And I believe he really wants to make a statement at 58 years old.
Good for him. And this is a no win for Jake Paul.
Right.
Other than $30 million. You know, he wins. He beat up an old man. He loses. See, Mike Tyson. Let's be honest. It's still Mike Tyson. So I don't think this really does a whole lot. A lot of people think Mike Tyson destroys the guy. I'm not so sure. I think if Tyson needs to win quickly, like two rounds, because I think he's going to gas.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though he trains.
Right.
You know, the guy boxes. He works out in the gym. He does all the stuff that he does.
And he always does demonstrations and you know, seminars. So he's always staying fit. And that's his signature move, like that sharp angle pivot. And, you know, so he stays fit. He stays active. But I think he's got a different fire, I believe.
Mentality.
Yeah.
He has a different mentality. He has a former baddest man on the planet mentality.
Yeah.
I just heard a story of Chael Sonnen and Francis Ngannou.
Really?
Of a confrontation in a parking garage.
Wow.
And we will talk about that, maybe even the third hour. The second hour, we're going to head out to Las Vegas for this weekend's UFC. And it'll put some things in perspective, as it did for Chael and Francis. So I found the story very interesting. I've been around Francis before. Liked the guy. But this story is going to possibly put him on a different level.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, Tyson, it's going to be in Dallas, right? It's in Texas.
Yes, in the Texas Stadium, which the UFC has always said that they had a dream of filling the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I think it was AT&T back then. I don't know what it is today. But that was the Holy Grail, right? And now, you know, they're doing that fight inside the Dallas Stadium. But I think Dana's kind of
moved on. It's not selling out.
He's moved on to the Sphere, though. I mean, Dana's really putting everything he has on Mexican Independence Day and put it on the greatest live show the world's ever seen in September.
But do you think that's because it's Mexican Independence Day, or do you think it's because it's the Sphere? You know,
I think it's the Sphere. I think it's because it's the Sphere and
the lunatics that are going to come from Mexican Independence Day.
No question. I mean, it's going to be wild out there.
All right, let's go hit our first top of the hour break. 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. UFC predominant in hour number two. We'll be back.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait.